We're in Psalm 13 this morning, verses 5 and 6. Why 13, Pastor Sherry? We're supposed to be in Psalm 11. That's the one that's on the reading for the day, because I couldn't find anything in 11 to open from. There's good stuff there, but it doesn't talk about celebrating our salvation. Okie doke. King James, it reads, "But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me." Great in Old English. The Message Bible puts it this way: "I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayer." I like that translation, don't you? Amen. So we get to sing loud this morning. That's in our instructions for this morning. The New Living says it this way: "But I trust in your unfailing love. I will rejoice because you have rescued me. I will sing to the Lord because he is good to me." The Passion says, "Lord, I have always trusted in your kindness, so answer me. I will yet celebrate with passion and joy when your salvation lifts me up. I will sing my song of joy to you for the Most High, for in all of this you have strengthened my soul." And then Simmons adds, this isn't in any other translation, but he adds this little sentence at the end. He says, "My enemies say that I have no Savior, but I know I have one in you." When I see him at a conference and he speaks around the country, and I'm sure I'll be someplace where he is, I'm going to ask him, "Why did you add that last little book? That was time taking some liberty there." So I'll tell you what the answer is. Hallelujah. Let's stand and let's appropriate this for ourselves and say it together from the Message translation. "I've thrown myself headlong into your arms. I'm celebrating your rescue. I'm singing at the top of my lungs. I'm so full of answered prayer."